For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Vacation Bible Schools. Vacation Bible School, or VBS, is an outreach tied to Sunday school in a number of our apostolic faith churches. It is often held in the summer or other school vacation times. Each year's program has a biblical theme, which is presented by a crew of enthusiastic volunteers ranging from high school age young people through grandmothers. They spread the gospel in a setting complete with games, skits, crafts, music, and life-changing Bible stories. Year by year, the numbers attending these neighborhood events have increased. However, enrollment numbers are not what is ultimately important, but the number of children and families who hear and respond to the gospel as a result of VBS. Some of the children who come do not attend Sunday school regularly and may have little or no understanding that they are in need of a Savior. When they attend a VBS in one of our churches, we want them to hear about Jesus and what He can do in their lives. If you feel a VBS outreach is a possibility for your local congregation, there are a number of steps you will need to take. Make prayer a part of your planning. In order for any outreach effort to be successful, prayer needs to be a part of every step. We need God's help if we want to achieve results that will count in eternity. Consider the basics. Evaluate your support base, making sure that you have enough volunteers in your congregation to staff this type of effort. Establish a budget, factoring in not only the curriculum cost, but also such items such as decorations, props, and snacks. Determine what ages of children to invite and what rooms in your church to utilize. Decide on a date. Work with those in your church who will oversee this event to determine the best date. In addition to considering organization events in your local church schedule, you may wish to give thought to major occurrences in your community and when other local churches are planning their VBS programs. Choose your curriculum. Some churches opt to create their own VBS programs. However, while we rarely recommend using material not published by the Apostolic Faith Organization, VBS is one area where it may be considered. Many curriculums are available for purchase from independent publishing houses, and these offer a wide range of presentation materials and marketing tools. You will be able to review many of these and see sample lessons online. Bear in mind that most VBS programs do allow you to purchase a basic kit without all the optional components. Whether you choose to make your own or purchase a curriculum, make sure your choice is fun, engaging, and most importantly, Bible-based. Recruit volunteers and ensure proper training. In addition to a VBS director, you will need to find group leaders, a music or song director, Bible storytellers, and audio-video technician if you plan to incorporate the song videos that are provided with some curriculums, and game, craft, and snack supervisors. If possible, enlist someone with a camera to come and take pictures each day. Since most schools are not in session during the summer months, you may be able to use your high school-age young people as assistants. Parents of children who will attend might be able to invest an evening in making goodie bags, setting up classrooms, or making decorations. Make sure that volunteers are informed of and fulfill all training requirements established by the Apostolic Faith Church Safety and Security Manual. Plan the activities, crafts, and snacks. Make sure the craft activities you choose are age-appropriate for the children who will attend your event. Craft supplies can be a major expense, so you may wish to skip the expensive craft kits that are offered with the major VBS curriculums and find a craft-oriented person in your congregation to devise your own. Plan games and activities that can be adapted to various age and skill levels. and be sure to evaluate each aspect of your program in regard to ease versus complexity. We all have to negotiate time in our busy lives, so be sensitive to how much you are asking from your volunteers. Invite congregation members to contribute. Those in your congregation who cannot directly participate in VBS may be happy to provide paper goods, snack items, or craft supplies. Make a detailed list of what you can use and post it on your church bulletin board, along with information regarding where to drop them off and the date by which you need them. Publicize the event. Many of our churches have found that signage in the churchyard is a good way to inform children in the neighborhood of the upcoming VBS event. Be sure to send home notices with the children who already attend your Sunday school and encourage them to invite friends. Ask your members to invite neighbors or young family members. If the budget allows, you could also consider a mass mailing postcard, door hangers, flyers, or other advertising strategies. Communicate the plan. You should plan to meet with all of your VBS volunteers a few days before your event begins. Distribute the daily schedule, give out group assignments, and make sure everyone knows their roles. You may wish to do a walkthrough to be sure group leaders know the routes to take between the rooms where the different activities will take place. If your curriculum plan includes learning new songs, it is helpful if staff members know the lyrics and actions ahead of time. Adjust as needed during VBS week. Even the best thought-out plans will probably need to be adjusted as the week progresses. If you allow drop-ins or late registration, your numbers will fluctuate and adjustments to your groups of students will need to be made. For that reason, the VBS director should delegate all the teaching responsibilities in order to be free to make decisions during the week. Evaluate and make notes. The director or an appointee should keep ongoing notes throughout the week. Observations about registration streamlining, quantities of supplies needed, staffing adjustments, traffic flow, types of games, etc., will be invaluable when you begin planning your next year's VBS program. Some churches have found it helpful to plan a post-event session where staff can evaluate together what worked well and what could use improvement. Follow up. Some of our churches hold an end-of-VBS service to which they invite parents. The children sing the songs they learned during the week and recite the scriptures they memorized. If someone took pictures of your VBS, parents will enjoy seeing pictures of their children participating in the various events of the week. The message of the evening should be simple, child-friendly, and reinforce the principles learned during the week. Plan to make a follow-up contact with each child who attended and include an invitation to Sunday school. And do not forget to express your appreciation to all of the volunteers for their long hours and dedication. Jesus demonstrated his concern for children, and we want to do the same. Hosting a VBS is one way we can do so. Counsel for ministers. Most VBS publishers attempt to minimize doctrinal distinctions because they want to make their material usable in all denominations. However, we must not assume that every VBS curriculum is doctrinally sound. Before you purchase a curriculum, it can be helpful to check to see if the publisher has a statement of faith. And be sure to read the Bible story samples carefully and with discernment. Also, be aware that many purchased curriculums do not use the King James Version of the Bible. Although some of the project visuals, posters, and craft materials may use other versions, we suggest that when feasible, you convert the Bible texts and memory verses to KJV.